From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is spending this weekend campaigning in Massachusetts and Ohio. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more on the president's agenda.
In Boston today, President Obama will stump for Governor Deval Patrick. The two men both graduated from Harvard Law School, and they've been friends for years. Patrick became the first African-American governor in Massachusetts 4 years ago. Now he's running for re-election. Tomorrow, he'll be in Ohio, a perpetual swing state where Mr. Obama is far less popular now than he was 2 years ago. The president will visit Cleveland and Columbus on Sunday. His wife will join him in Columbus for a rally that's expected to draw thousands. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama wants to end tax breaks for companies that create jobs overseas. In his weekly address, he said tax breaks should be rewards for companies that create jobs here at home. Republicans, meanwhile, want the Bush-era tax cuts extended right away. They want Congress to return for a special session before the midterm election to consider extending the cuts for the middle class and wealthier Americans. Indiana Congressman Mike Pence delivered the GOP's address.
The prosperity of the American people is more important than the political fortunes of any politician or any political party.
Democrats say the issue will be taken up in a lame duck session after the November 2nd election. In China, rescuers are trying to free 17 miners trapped after an explosion at a coal mine. Authorities say at least 20 miners were killed, but the 239 others escaped. The BBC's Vivian Marsh reports that toxic gas and the possibility of falling coal are hampering the rescue effort.
The explosion in the province of Henan struck as more than 270 miners were at work below ground. Chinese officials said most of them made it back to the surface. Emergency workers were trying to reach those missing. After the dramatic rescue in Chile, China's abysmal mine safety record has come under renewed scrutiny. The government has shut down many small illegal pits, but last year alone, more than 2,600 Chinese mine workers were killed.
The BBC's Vivian Marsh reporting. One of the 33 miners trapped underground in Chile for more than 2 months says he will return to mining. But speaking through an interpreter, Omar Regada says he will demand security and safety measures first.
Yo soy minero.
I am a miner. I am a machine operator, and the machines that I operate are in the mine. I am a mole, I always say. I like working down inside the mine. But next time, I'll go down with another mentality, to take more care, to demand real security on the ground, so we miners can work with 100% security.
Regatta spoke to the BBC. He also said that when he came out of the escape capsule, it felt like he was being born into a new life. All but two miners have left the hospital. One is being treated for vertigo, the other for dental problems. This is NPR. The number of banks that have been brought down around the country because of loan defaults and the weak economy is climbing. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation spokesman Greg Hernandez says the latest includes three banks, one in Kansas and two in Missouri. The three failures bring to 132 the number of closures so far this year, exceeding last year's pace. The head of the Federal Reserve is cementing expectations that the Fed is ready to take more action to boost the economy. The Fed is expected to try to spur the economy by purchasing more treasury bonds. The move is aimed at lowering long-term interest rates to stimulate buying and spending. It's hoped that will help lower unemployment. Trade unions in France are due to stage mass demonstrations again today and the latest protest of the government's plan to raise the retirement age from 60 to 62. Strikes have already shut down French oil refineries. The BBC's Christian Fraser reports from Paris that many drivers are ignoring government appeals not to rush to buy fuel ahead of expected shortages.
There's no sign the unions are losing support or that momentum is stalling as the pension bill nears the final vote in the Senate. The opposition believes some 3 million people will come onto the streets today, their numbers swelled by the students who've joined the workers' ranks. Despite reassuring noises from the government, the union position is hardening, and strike action threatens real chaos across the country. There is plenty of fuel in the system, but with blockades at fuel depots and looming strike action by the truckers, how long before the supply grinds to a halt?
That's the BBC's Christian Fraser reporting on the French strikes. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.
Support